Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A new commander-in-chief now sits in the Oval Office. Joe Biden was sworn in shortly before noon today on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, where just 2 weeks ago this country's democracy survived an insurrection. He and Kamala Harris, the first woman, African-American, and person of South Asian descent to serve as vice president, visited Arlington National Cemetery before heading to the White House. Unity was the overarching theme of Biden's inaugural address. He spoke of upheaval over race, battles for equality, and a nation in mourning for the more than 400,000 lives lost to the coronavirus in under a year. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on the differences many see between Biden and his predecessor.
Here's somebody who lost his wife and baby daughter and then his grown son and still came out optimistic, not broken. And he's, in some ways, he's a symbol of the country. He made some promises at the end of that speech. I'll always level with you. I'll defend the Constitution. I'll defend democracy. And I'll defend America. And whatever I do will not be for power, but for the public good.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Republicans, including former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, joined the Bidens for Mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral before the inauguration in a display of the unity Biden hopes to forge in his administration. McConnell joined House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in presenting Biden and Harris with a pair of U.S. flags that were flown over the Capitol during the inauguration. Here's Pelosi.
This flag is, may it reflect all that is said about your inauguration. America United.
I have to note, not only did we just swear in a son and daughter of the Senate to these high offices, but indeed both these former senators skipped the House altogether.
Well, Biden's also expected to sign an executive order that will reverse a Trump administration directive about altering the 2020 census results. Here's NPR's Hansi Lo Wang.
A Trump administration tried to exclude unauthorized immigrants from census counts that the Constitution says must include the, quote, whole number of persons in each state. Those counts determine each state's share of votes in Congress and the Electoral College. And they have never left out any residents because of immigration status. The new executive order from the Biden administration will ensure that the U.S. continues to follow more than two centuries of precedent. New numbers, though, are not expected until early March. The Census Bureau is still running quality checks that were delayed because of the pandemic and schedule changes by Trump officials. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. Former President Donald Trump is now in Florida. NPR's Greg Allen says the Mar-a-Lago report has been has been busy getting ready for Trump's arrival.
Moving trucks were seen outside Mar-a-Lago Monday. Trump changed his legal residence from New York to Florida last year and has used the private club as his address on voter registration forms. The FAA put flight restrictions in place for Palm Beach International Airport, and the town of Palm Beach has closed the road outside of Mar-a-Lago. In a letter to residents, the town's mayor thanked them for their patience with security measures during Trump's presidency. Beyond this, the mayor says, we do not foresee any future road closures to accommodate the former president. One question still not resolved is whether Trump can live at Mar-a-Lago full-time. An agreement he signed decades back says no member may live at the club more than 3 weeks every year. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
In the final hour of his presidency, the White House announced that Trump issued at least one more pardon to another ally. Albert Pirro, the former husband of Fox News television host Jeanine Pirro, was convicted of tax evasion. He was released in 2002. U.S. stocks still moving higher toward records following stronger than expected earnings reports. However, the economic carnage of this pandemic is one that Biden's nominee for Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns will get worse if Congress fails to, quote, act big on the next coronavirus relief package. Biden has proposed $1.9 trillion in additional relief for struggling Americans. The Dow is up 238 points, more than 0.75% at 31,168. This is NPR.